Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. When God calls an individual, he calls a family, calls a nation for his glory, for his purpose. That family, that individual, that nation becomes what he says. He knows how to shape you and make you. He knows how to allow his name, his spirit, his life, his truth to be that which is evident and seen day after day in your life. And that is the time when God gets the glory out of you because you are submitting yourself unto him. The Bible lets us understand and know that their place is that their place that we see and know that Abraham went through when God told him to leave where he was. And during that process of him leaving, God was making and shaping him and Sarah for where they were going, not for just producing a child, but for the future and the nation of a people. And as we understand and know that, we experience God like never before, knowing that as we allow him to process us and we submit ourselves to him, we don't become like the Israelites of old. We become those who are able to obtain the promise and see the manifestation of all that God says, because we're those who overcome the devil through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in Christ Jesus. But also, we allow the God in us to allow us to move in a place where we know him and we understand him like never before, because he's making us and shaping us for his glory and for his honor and praise. That their place is a place where the process prepares us for our tomorrow. Also, we have to understand and know that the faith that God is telling us, that process, that faith that we have favor with God and with man. But it's also that place where we look at things that Abraham did in the spirit and see what God says and going to see it manifest in our lives. And it's going to manifest for the glory of God. We're going to see also that faith that says, if we believe like Abraham in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then every promise of Abraham, every covenant promise God spoke to him, every promise that was given to him is also ours, and we receive it in our life. We receive the demonstration of it. We see the release of it, and we see the life of it manifesting in our life like never before. So God is getting the glory out of us. He's getting the honor and the praise out of us, and we are seeing God move greater and greater in our life for his glory. Does not yet appear, but guess what? We are pressing towards the mark of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That means we're in a process. We're not standing still. We're not sitting still. We're not allowing ourselves not to hear what God is saying, not to be what God is saying, not to be made or shaped, but we are saying, God, we know that we're in a process. We know that there are things in us that are being changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. But we want to know you, and we want to know you intimately, and we want to go in and press towards the mark of your high calling. In this 15 minutes that we have, I want to encourage you and want to give you something to think about in 1 Timothy 6 and 12. It says, in the New Living Translation, says, fight the good fight for the truth, for the true faith. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. Another interpretation says, in the Message Bible, says, run hard and fast in faith. I like that. Run hard and fast in faith. Seize the eternal life, the life you were called to, the life you were fervently embraced in the presence of so many witnesses. And then another interpretation, the Christian Student Bible says this, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold to eternal life to which you were called and about which you were made a good confession to the in the presence of so many witnesses or many witnesses. And so I want to just talk to you for just a moment, because sometimes people just want to go and do just enough. And when you look at this, people believe that, you know, well, you know, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, and that's it. And when the writer of this book is addressing Timothy, and he's talking about Timothy, and it's Paul who's talking, when he's addressing and speaking here of Timothy's salvation, he's talking and he's saying Timothy already is a believer. So he has eternal life. But this is talking about the mature. This is talking about going a step further. This is talking about going in and pursuing a more progressive and deeper experience in the knowledge of God, his word, and his will. Not just getting enough. Not just saying, okay, I'm doing duty. I go to church. I read my Bible. I pray, you know, and that's enough. This is where you're losing yourself to gain him, gain God, gain his knowledge, gain his will, gain his word, and the revelation of what he's saying. It's the place of stretching. It's the place where you allow him to birth out of you everything that he says, and he takes you higher and takes you deeper. It is that place where you basically are not trying to save your life any longer. But you're saying, God, for you I live, for you I die. However and whatever you want to do in me, make me and shape me. Pour into me. Give me your revelation. Give me your truth. Because eternal life is not referring to just, you know, living eternally, living, you know, forever. Because you have to understand that everyone is going to have eternal life, whether it's in heaven or hell. Everyone is going to have eternal life. They're going to go somewhere. And they're going to be somewhere eternally. And for us, we understand that we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we're going to be in his presence. But we want more than just to go to heaven and not and experience God's power, his life, the depth of him here. Deep calls unto deep. And God is saying, I want more than just a surface relationship with you. I want more than just you reading the scriptures. I want you to these scriptures to become alive in you and your intimate relationship with me become more and more deeper. And I want you to know the revelation of these scriptures in a great way. I want to talk to you intimately, and I want you to talk back to me. I want you to ask me questions. I want you to be curious about my word and my will, about what I'm doing, what I'm going to do, knowing me and knowing me intimately in a place, in a realm that when no matter what you face and what you go through, your relationship with God says, because I know him, because I've communed with him, because I'm in a relationship of intimacy with him. He doesn't withhold from me anything, and he's with me, and he's going to be with me as I go through this place and this season in my life. He's going to make sure that I come out on top because his will for my life has not been completed. It's not done. Therefore, I'm coming forth as pure gold. I'm coming forth looking just like him. I'm coming forth being as he is. I'm coming forth giving him glory. I'm coming forth doing what he says. And if he gives me the opportunity to be everything that he says for his glory, I will manifest power. I will manifest fruit. I will manifest the results of everything that he is because I trust him because my life belongs to him. And so this is what this is referring to. We receive eternal life, and what it means in this passage of scripture means that this is divine, the divine realm of God, and experiencing him. The goal of this is to experience him in a more intimate relationship and through Christ Jesus, and to grow more and more in him. Grow more and more deeper in our relationship. Grow more and more in the knowledge of him. And in this place that we're growing, it is a place where it doesn't just stop. It's going to be that which is eternal. It's going to keep going. It's going to be eternal, and it's going to keep developing eternally. It's going to be that which is seen and produces the fruit, and it's going to be uninterrupted. It's going to be a deeper knowledge and a deepening experience with God. And this is the purpose for which we were created. God wants us to know him more than just surface. He wants us to be intimate with him and experience him, taste and see that he's good, more than just what we can imagine, more than what we can even phantom, more than what our hearts can even explain in a way that causes us to understand that God is going to get glory out of us, out of this place that he wants us to move in and grow in. Is that which produces the fruit of maturity for someone else's life to be blessed, someone else's life to be changed. It is that which we see and we read about with the apostles. And many of us are afraid of that type of relationship because we're afraid of the cost. We're afraid of what's going to happen or what we're going to have to go through. But that's when you're holding on to your life. When you're saying, Lord, you know the way that I take. You know me from beginning to end. You know everything about me, and you know what I've gone through, who I am in detail. And all you're asking is me to unveil myself and yield myself and give myself to you because you've given me so much, and you've done so much. And because you've done so much in my life, why wouldn't I give you my life? Why wouldn't I give you everything that I am to know you through Jesus Christ, to know you in the power of your resurrecting life, but also in the place of suffering. Because to be connected to you means that I'm going to be attacked because I name your name, because I am yours, because I belong to you, because the enemy hates God. So therefore, there will be attacks. But to know that is to be joined to Jesus Christ and to understand the part of suffering on the level that's been tailored for us, on the level that is our cross, on the level that he's called us to. And when we produce that righteous fruit, someone's life is going to be changed. When you know God and you know him like that, it is because when you go and read about Enoch, and you see what the Bible says about him in his righteous life and what he's done and how he pleased God in such a way that he was caught up. That right there is mind-blowing. That means he was in a place where his life was not his own. He belonged to God completely, and he was not regretful in that. He was not regretful in any of that, but he wanted God. When you look at even Elijah and you see that he was caught up, his life pleased God in such a way that he says, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. I want to know him in that arena, in that way where he consumes me. He consumes my life. His will, his word, his life consumes me, and that I'm not living for my glory. I'm living for his. And he's teaching me day by day, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, on how to be intimate with him and not be afraid. And not be afraid. Many of us are afraid of God, being intimate with God, because you say within yourself, he's going to see something, or he's going to know something, or he's going to reveal something. He already does. He's waiting for us to come to him and say, God, this is there. I went through this, and you already know it. Now help me here. Help me overcome it. Help me to walk through it. Help me to learn from it. Help me not to repeat it. He wants us to be to unveil ourselves to him, unveil ourselves in a way that we no longer are hiding with fig leaves as Adam and Eve did because they were ashamed. God says, I've taken away condemnation and guilt. I've taken away all these things through Christ Jesus, so you can come boldly to me and talk to me and be intimate with me and tell me what's on your mind and tell me what's on your heart and tell me your desires and tell me what's wrong. And I'm not going to condemn you, but I'm going to draw you in, and I'm going to tell you my mind. I'm going to tell you my heart. I'm going to tell you my will and my word, and I'm going to walk you through a process where you learn of me. And you learn how to become all that I say and all that I've given for you. And that is what God wants, this place of the faith that we're fighting and we're moving. It's faith, that good fight. It is the faith that's going to draw attention. But the enemy's going to hate that attention because you're taking territory. You're taking territory and you're growing in God more and more and more. And he's going to try to stop you from contending for faith, standing in faith, moving in faith. But that deeper relationship that God has is pulling you in, means so much to you. When you get that, when you get that taste, it doesn't matter, because you're saying, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you in such a way that I'm willing to fight the good fight of faith. For the fight that this faith is a true fight. It's the fight of truth. It's the reality of what I live and the reality of what your word has spoken. And it is so because you say so. And I'm producing the life of this continually by the application of this word every single day. I'm moving in that. And that makes me want you more, makes me want to understand you more, know you more, and grow closer to you, because you never fail me. And what you give to me is more than anything else that I could ever gain in life. It cannot even compare, because everything God gives is eternal. I pray that you've been encouraged. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Know that you are more than a conqueror and an overcomer in this life, that God is for you and he's more than the whole world against you. Be blessed until the next time, and get the victory as you intimately, intentionally go into the presence of God. In Jesus' name.